The ninth station of the cross. Jesus falls the third time. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Scripture reading from John chapter 14, verses 15 through 18. If you love me and obey the commands I give you, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another paraclete to be with you always, the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot accept, since it neither sees him nor recognizes him. But you can recognize him, because he remains with you and he will be within you. I will not leave you orphaned. I will come back to you. Let us be glad when we are afflicted and the cross is most heavy on our shoulders, because then if we suffer with the patience of Christ, we will begin to be his disciples. O Lord, may our human weakness be sustained by your merciful help, so that while our human nature is frail, it may be strengthened by your divine clemency, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. The tenth station of the cross is Jesus is stripped of his garments. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. The scripture reading is from Matthew chapter 27, verse 35. When they crucified him, they divided his clothes among them by casting lots. Jesus permitted himself to be despoiled of his garments on Calvary in order to teach us to renounce our own will when it is not comfortable to the will of the Father. He wants us to strip ourselves of earthly affections and all inordinate love of the things of this world, so that we may be clothed ourselves with the virtues of Christ. You protect those, Lord, who hope in you. Lord, without you there is no strength, no holiness. Extend your mercy evermore and more to us, that drawn by you we may use the good things of this world only in passing and not lose the treasures of heaven. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.